Yep, roger that. W8SS. I like that stuff. It was a lot of fun, and I can tell that you have an addiction to burning rosin smoke. Yeah, I built them all. I like them all. I really enjoyed these kits. I miss it very much. And it was a lot of fun to sit down and have a project for a weekend, you know, maybe sometimes longer, you know, depending on the size of the project, to put the thing together and solder it. But you know how everything went from hand-wired chassis, it went to PCs, and then from there it went to, you know, more modular stuff, and of course, the ICs that got bigger and bigger and then had processors in them, and the next thing you know, everything was different. But, you know, the nice thing about all that is it taught you to solder things that we never did in the Heathkit days, like surface-mounted devices. And soldering them wasn't hard. You could repair them. It was reasonable. But, yeah, I hear you. Things changed over the years, didn't they? They sure did. Hey, and you know, the hobby has changed. And I don't know. That's a long discussion. But I just don't hear the number of people on that I used to hear on. I don't hear the level of technical excellence among the people that I used to hear. And I don't hear... I hear more people on digital modulation systems and working through reflectors that don't even understand. You know, they say, "Well, I worked Australia on my HD today." Well, sort of, you know. But anyhow, you've got a nice antenna system and you have a fine station, and that was very very admirable, and was something that I know I did the same thing you did growing up. You know, I liked all this stuff as a little guy. And I was dying to do it and build it up and build a station and get the antennas up high in the air and have a Yagi and all that. And slowly but surely I made all that come true. But I fully understand what you're saying. Anyhow, it's really nice to see the old classical gear and have talked to somebody who actually built it and knows how to make it work.